The past year has seen a number of territorial disputes in the Asia-Pacific region involving China, Japan, South Korea and countries in Southeast Asia as well. Well, today we look back on some of those territorial disputes with CRI's Robert Costello.
This is the sound of anti-Japan rallies which took place in China in 2012. The dispute over the Diaoyu Islands has led to a boycott of Japanese products in many cities across the country. 2012 was supposed to be a year for China and Japan to celebrate 40 years of normalized diplomatic ties. However, commemorative ceremonies were cancelled after then-Tokyo Governor Shintaro Ishihara's April announcement that he was trying to raise money to purchase the Diaoyu Islands from their private owners. The dispute hit its boiling point in September after the Japanese government reached agreement with the island's so-called private owners to buy three of the five uninhabited islands at a cost of more than $26 million. This drew harsh condemnation from the Chinese government. Gung Yansheng is with the Chinese Defense Ministry.
The Chinese military expresses its resolute opposition and strong protest. The Chinese government and the Chinese military are steadfast in their resolve and determination to safeguard state sovereignty and territorial integrity. We are closely following the situation and reserve the right to take relevant measures.
The Chinese government then launched a series of countermeasures, including monitoring and inspections of the region. The Chinese government also began publishing maritime environmental forecasts for the Diaoyu Islands, as well as mapping the base points and baselines of the territorial waters. And in October, Chinese marine surveillance ships and navy warships also began patrolling the waters around the Diaoyu Islands. The Diaoyu Islands aren't Japan's only territorial dispute. Japan and South Korea have also become locked in an increasingly escalated dispute over a set of sparsely populated islands, which are known as Takeshima in Japan and Dokdo in South Korea. That dispute flared up after South Korean President Lee Myung-bak paid a visit to Dokdo in August. South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Sung-hwan.
The South Korean government's stance is that Dokdo is our territory, so there's no territorial dispute.
Territorial disputes were also straining Japan's relations with Russia in 2012. Japan wants Russia to hand over four islands, which Russia calls the Southern Kurils, and Japan calls the Northern Territories. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev made a visit to the islands in July, which also sparked a strong protest from Japan's foreign ministry. Meanwhile, in the South China Sea, a dispute over the Nansha Islands erupted in April after a Philippine warship blocked a dozen Chinese fishing vessels from leaving Huangyan Island after they took refuge there to wait out a storm. The issue eventually spurred the Chinese Coast Guard to get involved, leading to a standoff between the two sides for nearly 2 weeks. In addition, the government of Vietnam adopted the Vietnamese Law of the Sea legislation in late June. The legislation describes the Shisha and Nansha Islands as being within Vietnam's sovereignty and jurisdiction. The territorial spats in the South China Sea have sparked calls for ASEAN and China to turn a non-aggression accord they signed in 2002 into a stronger, legally binding code of conduct. The territorial disputes in the South China Sea will continue to develop in 2013. For CRI, I'm Rob Costello.